A Texas hospital is engaged in the mutilation and sterilization of children as young as 8 years old. It's Monday, April 24th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thanks for starting your day and week with the Texas Minute. Coming up, we'll talk about a proposal before the Texas legislature that would require schools to get parents' permission before administering psychological assessments on the children. But first, the recent Teacher of the Year at Cammy Elementary in the Louisville Independent School District has been arrested on charges of sexually assaulting a 10-year-old student. The teacher is John Collette, who was nominated last year for Best Teacher in Denton County. But late last week, Collette was charged with aggravated sexual assault of a child and indecency with a child by sexual contact. He faces 99 years in prison if convicted. Meanwhile, a 29-year-old teacher and assistant wrestling coach in the Hearst Euless Bedford Independent School District is accused of having an improper relationship with a 16-year-old female student. Reuben Francisco Martin could face up to 20 years in prison. According to the local school district, Martin's been placed on administrative leave, and local police warned there could be more victims. Marking the passage of yet another legislative priority for Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, the Texas Senate's passed legislation ending the practice of awarding tenure to professors at state-funded colleges and universities. While the legislation would bar public institutions from awarding tenure going forward, it wouldn't strip tenure from those who've already received it. The measure's part of an overall legislative package favored by the Lieutenant Governor and conservative senators with the aim of addressing concerns about social engineering and political indoctrination in the state's institutions of higher education. The entire package faces an uncertain future in the Texas House. Parents showed up at the Capitol last week in support of proposed legislation that would require parental consent before children could be subjected by schools to any psychological testing, including mental health surveys. Since 2019, the legislature saddled schools with expanded responsibility for students' mental health. Public schools are increasingly administering invasive online social-emotional learning surveys and check-ins that attempt to assess students' mental and psychological well-being. Over time, parents have become more and more concerned about the content of these psychosocial evaluations, many of which solicit personal and private information from children, as well as what schools are doing with the information once it's been collected. Legislation pending in the House and Senate would address those concerns by requiring school districts to obtain written parental consent before subjecting a student to any psychological or psychiatric exam, test, or survey. Of particular concern is the onslaught of daily emotional check-ins that schools are having students do with an app purchased by the school district that uses emojis to gauge a student's mental health. The data is fed to and analyzed by the app's creator, a for-profit outside technology company called Rhythm, which then, based on the student's responses, sends them an online game or activity to, quote, teach them an essential life skill, end quote. So, reading and math skills are declining, but outside tech companies get to collect psychological profiles on children. So you can see why parents are concerned. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Hey everyone, this is Wade Miller. Cartels have operational control of our border. They're exporting mass human misery. They're flooding our communities with deadly gangs and narcotics.
On this season of Exposed, we go over the entirety of what's happening and what you can do about it. Listen now to episodes 1 and 2, wherever you get your podcasts.
Republicans in the legislature will have failed to protect children if gender mutilation is not properly resolved. That's according to Republican State Representative Briscoe Kane of Deer Park. He made his comments following the explosive revelations found in a new documentary by Project Veritas. An investigation by Project Veritas has exposed healthcare workers encouraging and providing gender mutilation surgeries and cross-sex hormones to children across the country. One of those featured was Nora Scott, a licensed social worker at Dell Children's Medical Center in Austin. Scott told the undercover interviewer that at Dell Children's, they have patients as young as 8 or 9. They've already started on a transition regimen. Of course, that all leads quickly to mutilation and permanent sterilization for these children. The hospital employee explained that they can get started in as little as one appointment. Representative Kane was outraged, saying the legislature needs to get this resolved or be considered a failure at protecting children. There are only 35 days left in the legislative session. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Aaron Anderson, Soli Rice, and Daryl Frost. If you're enjoying the Texas Minute, I hope you'll take a moment to rate it and encourage your friends to listen. Today's edition was produced in the 1836 studios by Luke Marshall. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.